You know, when you talk about envisaging a Nigeria for thriving youths, you were able to point out the issue when it comes to that. You talked about not having the right atmosphere for youths to thrive and all that. So I just wanted to, I was actually doing a lot of write down, and I wanted to share some of my thoughts with you all. You know, for this to work, I think we need to look at the concept of creative empowerment and appreciation of ideas. You know, when you look at the Nigerian context, a lot of nonsense is being promoted. Sorry to say this. A lot of irrelevant things are being promoted in the Nigerian context. You remember there are a whole lot of live shows in this country where thousands and millions of Nigerians tune in just to do nothing, absolutely, just to sit and watch a whole lot of things that are not in line with national building and with the empowerment of the youth. So if we are going to be creating an atmosphere where the Nigerian youth will be able to thrive, we need to look at creative empowerment. We need to build platforms, build concepts where ideas, technology, innovations, creativity can also be empowered. Just look for instance, I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody, but for instance, you have something like the Big Brother ongoing in Nigeria and Africa and the rest. If you have such a platform like that, that is geared towards promoting creativity, geared towards promoting ideas, geared towards promoting innovation among the Nigerian youths, I think it's something that would serve as a benchmark to the coming ones, because a lot of young people are going to say, okay, we have things like this that promote ideas, things like this that promote excellence. I think we should have a take from this point concerning things like that. But when the narrative is wrong and we have a whole lot of things that promote nonsense, it also creates laziness, the spirit of demeaning in the Nigerian youth. People are not even interested in what's creative anymore. I know back then, when I was still around, we used to have the Next Titan show. It was a business, entirely business, innovative Nigerian TV show. And a lot of persons were really, really educated from it. You have the shows like Who Wants to be a Millionaire. A lot of young people were anticipating, people were studying. And then when I was there, I could see a whole lot of my little cousins who were really tuning into things like this to change the Nigerian youth narrative. So if we are pushing for a concept like this, which we are already, we should look at it from this point I'm saying. Secondly, I think we need to work on the concept of fostering national unity and integration. I participated a whole lot when I was here in the concept of the Lugar Games, the National Sports Festival and all that. These are platforms that are being put in place to bring out the innovative concept of the Nigerian sportsman. A lot of Nigerian people, a lot of Nigerian young people were able to find their niche in sports, were able to find their passion in sports while in their various schools, alongside their academic performances, with their participation in sports in things like the National Sports Festival, the Lugar Games and the rest. So these are some of the narratives, these are some of the platforms that needs to be fostered, that needs to be encouraged so that the Nigerian youth can thrive. And thirdly, I think we need to also look at the concept of political participation. It's something I keep saying all the time. We need to push the Nigerian youth to the understanding that politics is not a bad thing. A lot of young people think politics is a dirty deal. It's something that's bad. It's something that's evil. Something that has to do with a whole lot of killings and all that. And are trying to shy away from politics. They need to be more and more involved in political participation. Not just necessarily the leadership roles. Apart from the leadership roles, there are a whole lot of people behind the scene that are making these things work. So youths need to be more and more involved. Because I tell you, the power of Nigeria as a whole is in the hands of the youth. You can remember when this whole cargoes want to carry out their political toggery and all that. Who are the people they used to do all this? is the youth. So when you begin to create such atmospheres, you begin to create such platforms to help people to get educated, to get enlightened, to be visionary, we begin to have the Nigerian youth we desire, and then they begin to push this narrative back to their families. Because as you're enlightening them, as you're educating them, you need to understand that these are family people, or these are people that are going to be raising families someday, so that they can take back this value system, these moral standards to their families, and begin to raise kids, begin to raise families. And then we begin to have the narrative of the empowered youth, the narrative of a better youth we're looking for in Nigeria.
I want to say something about this future and now. There's something, is it G-Roll Africa? Yeah, he said something about helping people when he was driving through today. And he also said something about there are youths out there who don't have anyone to actually look up to. And I remember Nigeria said we have our parents, our uncles. The truth to be told, there are a lot of us who did not have uncles. We don't even know who our uncles are. We don't even know who our aunties are. We don't even know our parents. Let's take, for example, the Alamajiris are the North. Most of us have been to the North, or most of us are from the North. Who do they actually know is their parent, or their uncle, or their auntie? So who exactly are they looking up to? Nobody. They just move wherever they see themselves. They move to that point. So at the end of the day, in this change we are talking about, this future and now, are we actually looking at how do we help these ones, or those our brothers and sisters who actually don't know or don't even understand what it is to have a different mindset? Only knowing, how do they say it in Hausa? You know, go and kill this person, and they just go easily and just do it. It's just what they are told to do. Because the only people they look up to is the leaders, and the leaders are not leading us well. So are we actually thinking of them? Because if me and you have our parents, we have our uncles, we have our aunties to look up to, do they actually have someone to look up to? No, they don't. So if we're discussing, we should also remember those people. How do we help them? I think I was reading through a story, and an elderly man was telling a story that he was driving through. I don't know, most of you, if you've been to Lekki, around Lekki Axis in Lagos, and you see some of these beggars on this road begging for food. They are so much blind, and you know, they are looking for help. And this story was talking about, this man had to come down from his car and met one of them and said, "Please, what's the problem? Why are you on the streets?" And he said, "During the war, there's a war that happened far back as how many years ago. I lost my family, I lost my children and my wife at that point. And I can't see again, I'm blind. So I had to join the trucks that was bringing a lot of people down to the West. That was how I came to the West." So the man was telling the story of how he was conversing with this man. So after he conversed with him, and he said, "So what are you doing here?" And actually, this man can actually speak correct English. He's actually teaching people. He was once a teacher. He was teaching people on how to speak English. But he doesn't have opportunity to continue his life. Most of our youth does not have the opportunity. Even if, like Princess said something, they use the phone. Some of them have the skills. But what exactly do they use the skills for? This is the question. I can go and say, let me read and get all the qualifications, get all the certificates. But how do I impart it? Because before you yourself can say you are teaching someone, you should be able to live a life of being able to, so somebody can see and reflect and say, okay, this life you are living is something that I can emulate from. So there's a lot for me, for our youths to learn from. Having just parents, uncles, I'm telling you, there's a lot of children that will tell you, "I never learned anything from my father, I never learned anything from my mother. Because the life they lived was not something I should emulate from. I grew up," I think there's a lady that you see, I can't remember her name on the platform. There's a platform I normally go to. And she was saying something. I never learned anything from my parents, because the life they live is not what I really want to live. So what do we say about the skills? There's a lot of work. If we want to change the narrative of what it is right now, the future now, to a better future, we need to lead a different life from our leaders. Like what the role said, going out there, helping people, talking to people, gather some youths around, talk to them, impact things to them.